Bossa Nova from Ski Whiff and their album Something Like That. More of the best music from the Four Corners is straight ahead. We go to Turkey next with Alton Gunn. You're keeping time with the beat of the world on World Beat Canada Radio. My name's Cal Coote. That is Bombay Ricky with Cowboys and Indian. Alton Gunn before that with Laylam Lay. This is Warsaw Afrobeat Orchestra, Your Way, remixed from Wendaloo. From Warsaw, Poland, we travel back to Turkey for a fresh spin from Shinaiki and Stampol. He's a Turkish composer, and the album is dedicated to his grandma. And Shinaiki apparently means something like snazzy. We're all about the snazzy. Next on World Beat Canada Radio, more new music. I'm Cal Coat.
Crimen, baila conmigo pa' los que no pueden. Hubo épocas de tambor prohibido, nuestro folclor pintado de bandido. Esta cultura les dio miedo, porque no pedimos permiso. Y si tiene que ser clandestino, a proteger el secreto. Cuando por ley fue declarado lo nuestro ilegal, sí, para mí es esencial, pues a pecar, pues ilegal, yeah, ilegal, ah, ilegal. Dile, yeah, dile, ah, dile, yeah.
Dile, 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 dile.
Dile, yeah, ilegal, ah, dile, yeah, ilegal, ah, dile, yeah, ilegal, ah, dile, yeah.
Dile, dile, dile.
En la oscuridad de una noche sin luna, pienso en fortuna y cultura. Soy el resultado milenario de un folclor vivo, moderno y futuro. Si este mundo colonialista intenta desconectarme y hacerme individualista, le hago el tonto a su cara y luego todo lo que quiera a su espalda. Ni los imperios lograron borrar lo que somos. Nadie nos va a impedir de bailar y gozar aunque intenten.
Dile, yeah, dile, ah, dile. Thank you.
Of an English language palate cleanser for you from Galafia, who actually has deep global roots in Sicily. That is DJ Massimo, and helping him out with the vocals is Gilia La Rosa. We also heard from Mexican-Canadian Bugat, along with Texas DJ producer El Dusty, who collaborated on Illegala. Glass Beams share a fresh spin of global grooves called Mahal on the way out. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our subscribing stations. Make sure you tell your friends, and we're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications, our sister broadcast podcast, Celt in a Twist, with Patricia Fraser. Find us on the Meta, on the Facebook. You'll find players and playlists for each and every episode. And better yet, just subscribe to our Friday e-blast. You can do that at worldbeatinternational.com. We'll give our last word to Angelina Jolie. She says, if you don't get out of the box you've been raised in, you won't understand how much bigger the world is.
Copyright Communications.
This is Bird Note. When you go birding, sometimes you're in the right place at the right time, and there are more species than you can count. Other times, not so lucky. Not a song, not a sight of a bird. Striking out when looking for birds is frustrating, but it's an essential part of the journey. A bad day of birding can teach you just as much as a good day if you ask the right questions. Like, was there something about the time of day, the weather, or nearby human activities that affected the birds? Am I in the right habitat for the species I'm looking for? Doing some research after a slow day for birds can help reveal why you had the experience you did. Try talking with folks in your area that know about birds. They can provide some context for what you went through, and most likely, they'll commiserate with their own stories about striking out. As in other parts of life, a little failure in birding is inevitable, but it's a great teacher. For Bird Note, I'm Jonice Franklin. Support for Bird Note is provided by the Bobolink Foundation and generous listeners around the world.